sense, it's the rule of social behavior that, you know, we may get, and as we grow older, we acquire those naturally. With kids with autism, that's not necessarily going to be so. In fact, often those norms that quote-unquote everyone gets have to be explicitly taught.
Anita Carty is a mother of a son with autism, and she's president of the Heart of Texas Autism Network. With the growing number of those diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder in the recent years, there's more autistic children who will grow up to become independent adults, and also a need for understanding of people with autism in the community, especially for first responders. Dennis DeBott is a leading authority on interactions between law enforcement and people with autism. He travels internationally speaking on the subject and has written extensively on autism risk management.
Parents, family members, trusted individuals of children and adults with autism, and the independent person with autism should think about a plan that they can implement of disclosure. So they need to, who do you want to let know that you have autism? When do you want to do it? Under what circumstances? Think about, you know, emergencies where, you know, it might be an accident, where you might get lost, and or where you might need the help of the police if somebody, if it were a criminal justice event. Certainly for the younger children, the parents of younger children, think about a plan of disclosure to talk about issues of wandering away from home or dangerous wandering or behavior that might become escalated out in public.
Anita Carney's son, Jamie, has autism, and he's fascinated by security systems. She wonders that when Jamie is an adult and independent, will the community understand him?
Someone else may think it's really unusual and wonder, why do you think it's really cool that these cameras are up in the ceiling, and why do you think it's really cool to know where the video monitors are, and why do you think it's really cool to know what happens when the security system is engaged and how long does it take for it to go on before you get out the door? You know, why are you asking these questions? Well, in Jamie's case, he's asking because he really wants to know and he thinks it's really interesting.
Which is why DeBott encourages families to make a plan ahead of time for unexpected situations.
If you don't disclose that you need an accommodation and you have autism, what are they left to do? Look at somebody and make a judgment whether or not they have autism? Wait for you to tell them in the heat of the moment, wait, no, you can't do this because they have autism? Those are not the best times to do this.
The Waco Police Department is currently working on implementing the Take Me Home Project, a registry for those with developmental disorders, including autism. A registry will provide critical information to police about the condition of an individual. Towards the end of the summer, the Waco Police plans to release more information on the Take Me Home Project to local support groups like the Heart of Texas Autism Network. For KWBU News, I'm Jacqueline Davenport.